stimulant.
It's something that produces pretty immediate results. You get, you feel better. It's not really a cure-all. It doesn't really cure 100%, but it helps the healing process and produces immediate results.
Especially when somebody else does it
right
next
to them. Yeah. When you described what that was, I couldn't see because of the angle that we're on.
Okay.
One part I see. Not at the moment, but sometimes.
See, the back is right here.
Okay.
Lower back here.
Got it.
Upper back here, and it's the same for both feet. But it's funny, you'll be working your feet, and maybe you think, well, there's no pain here. Then you hit a spot, and all of a sudden you about jump through the roof sometimes. It's similar principle. Acupuncture, yeah. Except they work on pressure points throughout your whole body, you know, yeah.
This purple right here doesn't have a name. What is that? On some both feet.
Yes, the long skinny.
It starts with the small intestines and comes down.
Starts with the yellow and comes all the way.
The purple part is your lungs. Except your lung, it's a little bit off. Your lungs is, for your lungs, you go pretty much closer to being under your big toe for your lungs. Mm-hmm. Right around this area.
And follow it to the edge of your foot.
Yeah. Your lungs are pretty big, so it's kind of an area that stretches about an inch under your big toe. There. If you're congested in the lungs, well, then you'll get, and you work it, you'll get a really good feeling about where it is. Yeah.
This is one reason jumping on the mini jogger in the north south direction with maybe some poles without your shoes on. Uh-huh. It works all these parts.
Oh, yeah.
You jump on what?
On the mini track.
Oh, yeah.
In a north south direction, so you go with the energy poles.
Mm-hmm. Here,
and without shoes, it will slide all of these points.
Now, one thing that's very helpful is just to go around barefoot for a while. You know, walk outside barefoot.
Especially walking in sand. Shoes that have little,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. They make these special shoes with little spiky things in. Yeah, yeah, and that's good, too.
Hey, JJ, I've got a thyroid problem. I have lumpy, bumpy thyroid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting pain in that very area.
Did you press your feet?
Yeah,
oh, she's working it right now. Did you find the spot? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing why this isn't more widely accepted, because it's so easy to prove. You know, somebody has a thyroid problem, you press that spot, and sure enough, it's tender.
I have a little ball that has spikes on it.
Yeah.
That have smaller little balls on the end. Just set on the floor when you're watching TV or reading or something and put your feet on it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Now,
dryer balls are like that. The dryer balls have little points sticking up out of them.
I'll tell you what really works good is to get a big cinder block and put it on the floor and just use the corner of it and rub your foot on it. And that really allows you to put a lot of pressure on whatever pressure you want to put on it without a lot of exertion. When you do it with your thumb, you get kind of tired after a while. But if you can just be sitting in a chair and do it on a cinder block and just do it as long as you want, and it takes no effort to speak of. Or if you've got anything with just a good corner edge on, you can put your foot on there and massage a particular area. But any questions about this before we move ahead then? Oh, there's one other thing that I missed, didn't get to last night. We were talking about herbs. And there's a couple herbs that I use. I'm not a herbologist or anything, but I've experimented with a number, and I've only found a couple that I find are really useful. Okay, number one is golden seal root powder. Anybody use that? Yeah. Have you ever took a... You can take it in pill form or you can take it in powdered form. Anybody ever mix it with water and just drink it?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Natalie.
Liquid when my kids are sick. They
yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Golden seal root powder. If you got like an upset stomach or something, or catching a cold, but especially if you got an upset stomach, kind of flu-like symptoms, you mix some of that with water and drink it. Boy, that really does a number on you. But its taste is extremely powerful. Most people prefer to take it in pill form. But if you're brave enough to mix it with water and drink it, I mean, it has an instant effect on you. It's very powerful. Don't take too much. You take maybe like a quarter of a teaspoon, mix it in a glass of water, and drink it down. The first time I drank it, it about knocked me over, but now I can drink it and, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. Now I'm used to it, but the first time I drank it, it really threw me for a loop. How about you, Natalie?
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting, but I grew up
But it's worth it. It really makes you feel better. It kills. You can tell why it kills germs the first time you drink it. I mean, it just wipes out anything that's like bringing, especially if you feel somewhat nauseated, you know, and drink it, it just sometimes within seconds will just make you feel a lot better. It's an amazing herb. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to say, any type of herb or any of that kind of stuff, if you eat it in your mouth first or drink it somehow, the body reacts immediately, much quicker to it, and adjusts and starts using it. Like, I do that with blue green algae, too.
Oh, do you?
And I'll just take it and put it on a spoon and wet it down a little bit, because it's really dry.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth, and it's not that, it doesn't taste good, but it's not that bad. But you can feel immediately the energy surge and everything.
That's a good point, because part of the digestive system begins in the mouth, so it does make sense. If you can take something orally rather than pill form, it probably does have more potency. I know golden seal does.
The golden seal's nasty, though, tasting. One of the worst.
Yeah, I can't think of... the next one is worse that I'm going to point out. The only thing that's worse tasting is oregano oil. Anybody ever use that? Yeah. Okay. And have you ever put a couple drops? Anybody put a couple drops of pure oregano oil on their tongue? Okay. It's also a strong germ killer. If you got the flu or colds or anything like that, what I do? Well, when I first got it, I put a couple drops on my tongue, and man, I just about choked. I mean. Really, it took my breath away. I couldn't hardly breathe. I mean, be real careful. Now, Artie can put a couple drops on her tongue and doesn't seem to bother her. But me, boy, I've had a powerful reaction to that. Now, it is potent. If you put this one drop in a gallon of water, they say it'll kill any germ that's in there, you know, and completely purify it. And still taste it quite a bit, even with one drop in a gallon of water. It's so potent.
I've got a little bronchial thing going on. I've been coughing.
Yeah.
And I went on to the bronchial spot. I found a sore spot right there.
Yeah. Well, if you work it out, and you'll be a lot better by tomorrow. Yeah, it's interesting how accurate that is. So oregano oil is a very good one. Also, we take any other herbs there? Those are the two main ones. Is there any other?
What was the first one
again? Golden seal root powder. Now, they also make a golden seal tea, and that's not nearly as potent. But you want the golden seal root powder, and not the golden seal tea. R-O-O-T, root powder. And oregano oil. Those are the two herbs that we use. Another powerful one, it's not an herb, but it's ionic silver. That's a very good germ killer. Works better than antibiotics. I had a cold one time I just couldn't shake. So I went and bought some ionic silver and took it and wiped it out in a couple of days. I was amazed. It was the only thing that worked. Nothing else seemed to work at the time. Yeah. Yeah, colloidal or ionic, either one. Yeah.
What about echinacea?
What's that? Well, that's one Artie takes a lot. It's good for kind of preventative. If you're in the cold season, take a little of that. It's good. If you're also in the cold season, I don't take colloidal or ionic silver year-round, except I always put a little bit in my drinking water, but just, you know, a dropper full in a gallon. But if I think I may be susceptible to colds, I start putting a little extra in my water as a preventative. And whenever I've done that regularly, I don't remember ever getting a cold when I've done that regularly. Yeah.